Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
A couple weeks away for the 4th of July holiday. Amongst other things. No, it was one week away.
One week away.
We've been here one of the last 4 weeks.
That's why it seems so long.
It does. It seems like it's been forever. It's been a week. I actually was just listening to the show from Monday, which is from 2012.
Wow.
And it was myself, Mel, and Nick Pettigrew.
Oh, that's probably a fun conversation.
It's a delightful conversation. Topics range from the WrestleMania that had just happened to how we spent our Easters that year to a British lady who wrote an article about how hard it is to be tall, thin, and blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So, There's always a classic episode on Mondays. When we're not here, we put classic episodes up the other time. So you can go back through. All the episodes are always available on NateDarlingShow.com. But if you subscribe on iTunes, that's why they show up in your feed. And they're labeled as classic episodes. So it's not like we're trying to put one over on you. Like, why are they talking about President Obama like that? Because he was president then. Remember when everyone was outraged Obama wore a tan suit?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch wearing a tan suit. Mm. Oh, those were the days when that was the biggest upset you could have was he's wearing a tan suit. Oh, and that time he reached over the sneeze guard at Chipotle to point at something. Which, by the way, I'm completely for destroying anybody who does that.
Yeah.
Don't reach over the sneeze guard, motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mr. President.
Unless maybe you're telling a joke.
No, never reach over the sneeze guard. That is like the fortress of solitude for the food. Get your grubby mitts out of there. All right. So while we're away, the 4th of July happened. Any fun, exciting things for you, Mr. Casey?
I think I was asleep by 10 or 11.
It's fireworks for another 3 hours?
Yeah, there was still fireworks going down. But like, we have a noise machine. You know, we have like the sound of the ocean, mm-hmm. and an air conditioner and a ceiling fan and a fan.
And a baby.
So it's easy to sleep through it if it's not right in front of your house.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, so that was that. We spent some time at my brother's house. They're doing like a big block party type thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, yeah, so we did that for about 2 hours, 3 hours, which is what we've kept it at. Mm-hmm. You've got
the baby excuse. We're doing 2 hours and then we're out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just, it's very selfish. I think my wife and I both, like, because it's easier to take care of the baby at the house. When we go somewhere, we just want to go there for a very short period of time before she gets upset. Because most people, like, there's a car ride that's involved, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to ever be so mad at my daughter because she's crying, you know, and it's happened almost. I mean, like, cause one of the trips that weekend before 4th of July, we went to San Rafael. She cried for like 20 minutes in the car, and then we pulled over, Chris fed her, and then it was great, you know, so I don't know. She's a good baby, but we don't want to make her, we don't ever want to think that she's a bad baby, you know?
Right,
so
exactly.
We try not to push the limits just yet.
Her baby's David Banner.
David Banner? Oh, yeah.
One song only.
Yeah, and then what happens when the baby gets cranky in the backseat? Jason turns this up.
Yeah.
Jason Scar's like,
yeah, I'm just turning this up as loud as I can. Oh, this is when Jay-Z and Kanye were friends still. Listen!
You know, know what's really funny? The wailing like that really mixes in with that, so it sounds
I'm
like
telling
a part
you
of it.
Turn up the music, not too loud because you don't want to hurt her ears, but you turn it up just a little bit and you're able to focus on that.
How's she supposed to learn then?
What, to stop crying?
That's right. Her screaming causes pain. All right, that's enough of that.
Enough of that. That's a great song.
Well, we can agree to disagree on that, but I thought it made my point very well. Kareem, how did you celebrate America's birthday?
I don't.
Is that a black guy protest thing?
That's a black guy protest thing.
Okay.
I did go to the movies, which I guess we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, we'll talk movies later. Did you only see the one movie?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of movies.
Because we couldn't figure out something else that we both wanted to see.
Oh, we stopped doing that ages ago. We just go, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? And then we'll see each other's movies. And it's fine. Although I have not yet seen Beguiled.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have dogs, so you know what I did the rest of the evening.
Yep.
I babysat my dog while everybody shot fireworks.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Actually, we have one dog that's really freaked out by fireworks, and he went over to Leslie's dad's house. Actually, he came over and got him and just like hung out with him and whatever else. But because there were people shooting off fireworks out in the street in front. So it was pretty loud over here. And even on July 4th, it was pretty constant from about 7:30 when it was still light out through about midnight 12:30. Yeah. And then I went to bed. And then at 1:15, I was awakened by mortar fire again. And I'm like, really? Some of us have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's the hard thing for everyone, yeah. Right? I mean, like, if it's on a Friday or a Saturday, man, like, everybody is out there till midnight, you know? But then, I mean, there's some people that... I remember when I was a kid, I went hard on July 4th because I didn't have to go to school the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, it sounded like... It really did sound like mortar fire, or,
yeah.
You know, like in our... And I don't even know if people were actually shooting them on our street or it was the street behind us. But they were so loud, and, you know, like I said, my dog was on the couch between me and my girlfriend, like shivering, or under my legs at one of the two places, like all night.
Yeah. We didn't do a whole lot of 4th of July celebrating. It was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Pretty chill. On the 4th, I don't even remember exactly what we did on the 4th. Not much. I think we might have gone to the movies. We saw quite a few movies over the past couple weeks. Because it's cool in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, it's very cool.
So there was that. We also slummed and went to the, just because of show times, we went to the Regal in Natomas.
Oh, the saddest movie theater in the world.
It's not, but once you've been to the new Cinemark with the recliners,
oh, yeah.
Going back to just a regular Regal movie theater is like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
Is the front marquee sign still broken?
Probably. I didn't look up.
Yeah.
I did not look up.
Yeah. I was trying to go to the movie theater that you always go to, but it wasn't showing there, so.
Oh yeah, no, it wasn't.
It was not. That's why we went to Natomas, was because of that, but yeah, not okay. But I did, you know, I saw the Despicable Me 3 and The House.
How was Trey Parker in Despicable Me 3?
He was all right.
Yeah?
He was all right. The movie was okay. It was fun. It was fun for a kid's movie. It was perfectly entertaining. The House, I've read terrible, terrible reviews for it. I will say this. It's not as bad as everybody says.
Of course not. I mean, Billy Madison.
It's still bad. Horrible. It's still bad. Don't get me wrong. The real redeeming quality of this movie, The House, with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, is Nick Kroll.
Oh, yeah?
Nick Kroll is fantastic.
Is Jason Matsoukas pretty good also?
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that's from, he's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Sometimes he was in The League. He was Rafi in The League.
He was fine.
He's the owner of the house.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah?
He was fine. He did okay. If you're going there because Will Ferrell is great, you're going for the wrong reason, because Will Ferrell is not great. He's just a lame Will Ferrell copy. And I don't know. And Amy Poehler... God bless her. She ain't a movie star. Oh. She just is not a movie star. She feels on a big screen, she feels small. And it's hard to really quantify why, but on a big, she does not have the charisma to fill up a movie screen. It's just not in her. It's not that she's not funny. It's not that she's not good at what she does. She's just so much better on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe if you wait and see The House on HBO or whenever that comes out, you'll get a better feeling about it. But it was just, it wasn't a well-written movie. It was just kind of,
I don't think either one, like most of those Saturday Night Live cast members, they don't do well with movies.
Yeah, but this wasn't the Saturday Night Live movies, those are a thing onto themselves. This was, you know, they're well beyond that. This is, you know, Will Ferrell's well beyond that, but I think he's lazy.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten lazy, and I think he believes all of his fanboy press.
Well, it's. I think it's the same thing. I mean, if we want to get into some movie talk right now, I think it's the same thing that happened to Adam Sandler. You know, I think it's the same thing that happens to these guys when they get their crew that they're used to working with. It's kind of, they're always working with the same crew. I mean, I even heard Will Ferrell say it on an interview recently. Like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of working with the same group of people. You know, I mean, and when that happens, yeah, there's no innovation. There's, you know, it's hard. Right. It's hard to propagate any change when you're in the same little basket.
Yeah, it was an interesting concept. There were a lot of things that were not answered. And, I would see it on HBO later. It'll be fine.
I heard it got ultra-violent at the end.
There was a lot of heavy-duty violence in there. At one point, Will Ferrell's nickname is The Butcher.
Okay.
I won't spoil it for you, but his nickname, they're like, they call you The Butcher, and there's a very good reason for it. I mean, there's that. That didn't really bother me. It's obviously cartoonish. There's one celebrity cameo, like action star cameo in the movie, that I also will not ruin for you. If you go to IMDb, I believe he's credited, so
yeah, well,
you'll see who it is.
I'll catch it eventually, but yeah, it's definitely a film that I would see on HBO or Netflix, or I might even rent it for $4 or $5.
Yeah. We've done that with a few movies too recently. The Lego Batman movie was another one we saw.
Yeah, I almost watched that. I almost rented that the other day. I was kind of curious.
It's dumb.
Is it?
But it's fun.
The Batman Lego movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now one of my friends was like, you can't have Batman fighting Batman villains and Doctor Who villains. I'm like, of course you can. It's all stupid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's Lego Batman.
Yeah, it's Lego Batman.
It's Lego Batman. Of course it makes sense. It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, they don't review the Lego world games, because there's like Lego Jurassic World. There's Lego Batman, bunch of those, like Star Wars, like a bunch of them. And like, that's a whole thing unto itself. You know, I mean, like, so, and they're well made, good, funny films, if you're into that.
I will say this. I'm going to be incorporating Lego Batman's management style into my own. If you've seen the movie, you know why that's awesome.
That's right.
I think you should incorporate some of his parenting as well, Jason.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Lego Batman. Now, on the 4th of July, NPR did something very American. They tweeted out, as they have in the past, the Declaration of Independence in a series of more than 100 tweets. Because, you know, they broke it down into little tweet-sized things. They tweeted, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Some people were pretty cool with that. They said, tweeted things like, "These words ring true today. It's as though the past is speaking directly to us." Also, thank you so much, NPR. This is why federal funding for public broadcasting should never be on the chopping block. However, some people weren't as excited about it. One person with the reflective sunglasses tweeted, "So, NPR is calling for revolution. Interesting way to condone the violence while trying to sound patriotic. Your implications are clear." Also, yes, NPR journalists with a mission. One person called it propaganda, tweeting, "Propaganda," by the way, they don't have a profile picture, they're just a shadow, so propaganda, "is that all you know how? Try supporting a man who wants to do something about the injustice in this country. Hashtag draining the swamp. Other people said that NPR should be defunded. Then they tweeted, listen, a July 4th tradition, the Declaration of Independence, read aloud. And then they actually, a photo of the Declaration of Independence, which was replied to by another non-profile picture. Glad you're being defunded. You've never been balanced on your show. Someone also said, seriously, this is the dumbest idea I've ever seen on Twitter. Literally no one is going to read 5,000 tweets about this trash. It's amazing. It really is. Someone, of course, had President Camacho.
Yeah.
By the way, I've said this before. I don't know if I said it on the show yet or not, but you can please stop with the President Camacho comparisons to Donald Trump. President Camacho found the smartest man on earth, and he listened to him.
Yep.
That has not happened with Donald Trump. I'm just saying, stop the comparisons. They are unfair to President Camacho.
Yeah.
From the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
Stop being unfair to him. They also got really mad about the part with a prince where NPR tweeted a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant as unfit to be the ruler of a free people. That got folks upset as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Maybe a pocket declaration to go next to your pocket constitution that you haven't read. Just saying. Meanwhile, you remember the video of Donald Trump that he tweeted out where he was tackling Vince McMahon with a CNN logo on it, where his head's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out CNN tracked him down. he's a troll on Reddit called Han Asshole Solo. But when they dug deep, they found some really racist and anti-Semitic things, including they took a photo like of all of the people on CNN, and he put Stars of David in their photos, and the headline, "Something Strange About CNN, Can't Quite Put My Finger on It." He's since come out and apologized. So even a Twitter troll has apologized for doing that. You know who is not? Donald Trump has not apologized for that. The racist, anti-Semitic troll on Reddit has apologized. The president of the United States has not. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Meanwhile, this might make you feel good.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of talk about fake news these days. Well, a fake story tricked Trump supporters into protesting for no reason. Then one of them shot himself accidentally. The Gettysburg National Military Park in Pennsylvania. Dozens of people assembled to protest reports of group planning to desecrate Confederate graves and burn flags. Except all of those reports were nothing more than a hoax. As first reported, an article about a July 1st Gettysburg anti-fascist protest, it was from a Facebook page with only a few hundred followers called Harrisburg 100. It published its story on June 14th, saying the group urges their followers to, quote, find their local Confederate graves to desecrate. Protesters have demanded the removal of a 100-year-old statue, hashtag Gettysburg, along with a blog post that says anti-FA to burn flag and desecrate graves in Gettysburg. So it appears to be based on an event boo page. I don't know what that is, if it's Eventbrite or what it is supposed to be. Since been taken down, the author writes, a local group of self-proclaimed anti-fascism activists called Antifa are planning to hold a rally at the Gettysburg National Battlefield on July 1st in protest of President Trump and ask its members to bring and burn Confederate flags. The page's about section reads, "Alert, alert, anti-fascist and HBG, fighting racism, transphobia, homophobia, and police brutality. Hashtag resist, hashtag bash the fash." The problem is it's a troll account that hasn't been updated in over a month. The page lists its website as itsgoingdown.org, which is a general website for anti-fascists. Also, the page has been called fake by the Central Pennsylvania Antifa Facebook page, which has considerably more followers. But let's get down to it. Here's a fellow with a beard who posted that it was urgent to join him on July 1st to make a stand against the group. oh boy, it gets ugly from there. Anyway, a far-right writer posted a screenshot that described a Facebook event for a counter protest called Support America and Her History Rally. If you hate US, leave. So of course that worked. Then the Gettysburg Times, a local news site, wrote a story about how Confederate groups had applied for permits to demonstrate at the military park after seeing social media chatter about that plan to desecrate the park. That same day, the real Antifa Facebook page warned followers that rumors of an anti-fascist protest were fake, instead telling them to meet and demonstrate in Philadelphia on July 2nd. It goes through from there. Breitbart picked up the story, and that's when it really grew legs. They ran a headline saying leftists promising to desecrate graves and protest during 154th anniversary of Battle of Gettysburg. Breitbart had three sources for its story. One was a Philly.com article about two groups, Sons of Confederate Veterans and Real 3% Risen, which had received permits for demonstration in the park. Okay, that makes sense. The next source Breitbart cites is the original Facebook post. And then finally, it points to a May 4th forum thread from a CivilWar.com titled Gettysburg, Marietta Planned Demonstrations. The user who posted it links to a Facebook event page that's since been pulled down. So everybody is all worked up. Everybody is all worked up. The Breitbart article hit 4chan, so it really went to the deep circles of the internet. I'm not even going to get in to read this whole thing. Then Fox News published a piece on the rumors.
Wow.
About how Antifa could swarm Gettysburg and prompt federal reaction, which brings us back to July 1st. That's when dozens of far-right and Confederate protesters showed up to defend Gettysburg from anti-fascists who weren't actually going to show up in the first place. Including someone with a clever KKK sign.
Mm-hmm.
Antifa, cucks commit crimes. Although all three of those words should start with a C. Mm-hmm. saying, our movement today is going to send a message to Antifa that we're not playing around. And if you're going to come to our national parks and cause problems, we're going to be here to meet you. They're not coming.
Now you know that these people weren't athletes or anything else because they have nothing else to do with their life.
So anyway, they showed up, some of them armed, because why not? Then to cap things off, a 23-year-old named Benjamin Hornberger shot himself in the leg. So congratulations to you. He accidentally triggered his revolver as he briefly rested the bottom of his flagpole against the holster. He literally got shot by the flag. Oh boy.
Blood spilled.
Yeah.
And then wow. That's pretty,
if you really want to read about the deep parts of the internet without actually going to them, they've got a bunch of screen grabs from 4chan. It's on BuzzFeed News. You can read all about the story.
I just can't believe,
really?
Well, no. That has to be like that troll that troll that got that started. Like that, you just got to stop the game after that. Like you don't get any better as like that's like your crowning achievement. That's like winning, you know, 7 World Series in a row. Like you just quit after that. It's never gonna get any better, right? You have to.
That is That is just how easy it is to get a rumor started online and get a bunch of idiots to believe it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that was probably his ultimate goal, to have one of those guys shoot himself.
That's some next level shit there.
It's crazy, man.
All right, it's time for Cool or Tool. First up, ignorance. Ignorance, Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
After the conversation we had before this, you know how I feel about it. It is, it's a bag of tools. It's a dump truck. It's a backhoe. It's a Tonka truck.
Some shovels, maybe.
Some shovels.
A wheelbarrow. Maybe some scrapers.
A channel that put. It's tool. Ice is an icebreaker.
It is, and the mega tool is willful ignorance. When you could know better, but you don't, because you don't want to. Up next in Cooler Tool, trolling. Kareem. These can't all be easy.
Ugh. Because I like to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
But I do it with a purpose. These people that just do it, they just do it just because.
It makes them tingle in their balls.
Yeah.
That's their purpose.
Yeah, so they're tools for that.
Jason.
It's one of those things where when the side you want to get trolled gets trolled, you're so excited and it's the best thing ever.
Right.
And then, you know, when you get trolled, it's like the worst thing ever, right? So I'm going to have to say that this is going to have to be like right down the middle, because it's just depends on which one it is. You know, you can't decide when something's cool and when something's a tool sometimes.
Actually, you can. That's why it's called cool or tool.
Dirty bitch.
Make a decision.
I'm going to say it's cool because it's cool.
Yeah, if you ever say it's cool, you have to say it's cool.
Yeah.
Can it go too far? Sure. Yeah. But it's cool.
Damn it!
And finally, in Cooler Tool, shooting yourself, Jason.
Oh, man. I would have to say it's pretty tool.
Kareem.
It's cool. Part of me wants to say it's cool, but it's tool.
I also want to. Part of me wants to say cool as well, because if you're going to shoot someone, it should be yourself.
True.
I think. I mean, unless they're trying to break into your house and steal your stuff, then, you know.
Yeah.
That's
not nice.
Shooting yourself, tool. I'm going to go tool. I'm going to go the safe way.
Ow! Dirty son of a.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, I hope everybody had a good Amazon Prime Day. I haven't looked at the numbers yet because, well, it's still going on as we record this. Our Amazon purchases are up a little bit, but they could be better. So if you're doing it, thank you very much for clicking that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. If you're not doing it yet, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's all we ask you to do to support the show. Click that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. We get a little bit. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It's a win-win. So go ahead and continue to do that, or start doing that, whatever the case may be. All right. This next little bit, I want to talk golfing. Because one of the things that I did for the first time ever, I didn't actually go golfing. Leslie and I went to a driving range. The 3rd of July, I got home from work. And finally, we're like, let's go to the driving range. So we went and we did that, and it went pretty well. We actually had to stop because I had a blister on my thumb.
That's a good sign.
So it went pretty well. And then Sunday, we got up in the morning and we went to the driving range again first thing in the morning, and then went to breakfast.
Oh.
Meantime, I had bought golf gloves, so ready to go. I don't know. Now, I know Kareem golfs. Jason, do you swing the clubs?
Yeah, I used to a lot more.
Mm-hmm. You have a set of clubs?
I actually got rid of them when I moved from San Diego to here.
Ow, dirty son of a!
Yeah, yeah. I had a nice like leather bag. It was a set that I'd gotten from a swap meet, but it was a good set for me, and I upgraded some parts of it. So.
Woo!
And
all of mine came from yard sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm using my wife, so.
I think mine came from a daughter that was mad that her father left the family.
Oh. Hey, Dad bought new golf clubs. Let's sell them in a yard sale for $20.
Yeah. That's awesome if you get that deal.
It's interesting. So we went to the driving range in Natomas, not far from the house. Reasonably cheap too.
It's like $10 a bucket.
No, it's $5 a bucket.
Really? That's yeah.
Yeah, it was $2 for 9, 3 for 12. I forget it. Goes up from there.
Yeah,
it's not too bad at all. And they have some that are covered, so you can be in the shade. Like Sunday morning, they had the misters going a little bit.
Nice.
But yeah, we went there. This is the crazy thing. Their hours are during the summer are 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. So they're just open.
Yeah.
Open for golf. And we went and we got there probably 9:30, hit balls to like 11, and then we went to Black Bear and had some Sunday brunch at the Black Bear Diner. It's a thing to do. so what prompted you to get rid of your clubs?
Well, I didn't have room in my car. That was the biggest thing, you know. So that's why I got rid of them. And I wasn't going as much. Like, I think I played like maybe 2 games of golf like the previous year before that.
Oh, okay.
So I was kind of on like the down, like the downturn. But there was a time where like I was hitting up the range like every other week, sometimes twice a week, you know. And I took some lessons from a pro with USAA. It was part of like our health package.
Was freaking crazy.
I loved it. It's fun to hit some balls. Like, you know, it's a commitment though to play a game of golf. I mean, to play 18 holes, that's 4 hours, you know.
Yeah, and again, I've not been on a course. I've been to the driving range twice. That's where I am. I can hit a ball straight.
That's the number one thing.
Off the tee and with the wedges. I can hit the ball straight. So but again, I know there's a huge difference between the driving range and actually being on the golf course.
You know what we should do? We should, to break your cherry, we should do the 9 holes at Land Park. It's inexpensive and it's short holes. So
we'll definitely do that. Leslie wants to go out on like a thing. So I think Antelope
greens.
So we're definitely going to do that. I mean, she's like, I think you're ready to play a game. And unlike a lot of couples where he goes to the golf course to get away from her or she goes to the golf course to get away from him, this is something that we're doing so that we can spend more time together doing stuff.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of, we'll be that one couple that's there because we want to spend time together.
Oh, that's so cute.
As opposed to getting away from each other. So
sweet.
Isn't it?
I mean, old tier.
Well, I mean, we're still newlyweds. We haven't been married a year yet.
Almost.
Not till November. Everything's, it was very interesting to get out there and do it. And I watched this guy. There was this guy playing. And he was, if I had to put an age on him, I would say he was probably about 55 to 60 years old, somewhere in there. And I watched him, hit a couple of balls. And I'm like, God damn it. Why is he so good? And then I went... Oh, probably because he's been doing this for 30 years and you've been doing this for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he's way better at it than you are.
Yeah.
Because he has several thousand or tens of thousands of swings more than I do.
But isn't that sound like that sound when you hit with one of the woods, like, and you just hit the ball perfectly and you hear that ping.
Dirty bitch.
That's what I heard a lot.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't happen all the time, but like when you get that, when you feel it and you hear it and like, it's just,
oh my God,
it's pretty much that. It's pretty much that.
Very excited. Or when you push it wide right over the big fence on the side so it goes out in the field.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, some son of a bitch just lost their golf balls. Go get those.
You know where I used to go a lot to the range? I used to just keep my clubs in my back of my car.
Sure.
The place was in Laguna, off of, like, it's across from where the Winco is in Elk Grove. There used to be a There's a bunch of track homes there now.
Okay.
But there was a driving range there, and I would go there a lot. And they were, there was one of those places. It was open until 2 a.m., so I could stop there after I'd had a couple beers or have a beer and hit some balls.
It's true. Well, the place that we're into, they've got they have beers too.
Yeah.
So the first time I went, it was like, oh, well, let's go ahead and get a nice beer and swing the golf club and hang out and do that. And they've got the little putting greens and a few other things there too. So it was kind of a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. So they'll be doing more of that. Kareem was all mad. He's like, "Why didn't you tell me?"
I'm
like,
yeah.
Because I really was afraid I was going to be terrible. Honestly, I was happy enough not to have witnesses who know me. If I was god awful, because I was just envisioning swinging and missing over and over and mm-hmm. over and over. I'm lucky that Leslie actually knows what she's doing and helped me a lot with, like, we first went, she goes, "I want to give you two pieces of advice that were really helpful to me. Keep your eye on the ball mm-hmm. and your head down, and don't try and hit it too hard."
Those are probably the two most important things you can know as a golfer if you're just starting.
And so that was what I did. Everything went very well. I was very happy with it. You know, everybody's going to shank one now and then.
Yeah, keep your butt out. That's the other one.
But I was like, my whole thing was like, you know, I could go to Topgolf now where there's people around. So I'm like, I don't want to go to Topgolf just to embarrass myself, because that is not cheap.
Is that the place that's in Roseville?
That's the three-story driving range in Roseville.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that one.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get that going. It'll be something to talk about on the show too. So that'll be good times. All right. Let's think. What we got now? Oh yeah, we've got this.
Florida, ooh, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
I have a supersized Florida Corner for you.
Uh-oh.
Got a lot of Florida here for you.
Can't wait.
Hold on. Let me make sure I've got backup music for this. I have Apple Music now, so.
Oh, so you don't have to worry about anything now. I can just shout out a song and you could pick it up.
Sure, I'll just go ahead and do that. It only takes a half second. It doesn't. So while that's doing that, let's go back to, Let's start with this lovely lady. She's with child, and she's been arrested for what they're calling cupcake battery.
Cupcake battery.
A pregnant Florida woman arrested for... domestic battery after pelting her brother with frosted cupcakes during a 1:45 a.m. argument in the family's Vero Beach residence. According to cops, LaTanya Doherty, 24, was quarreling with her 30-year-old sibling when the verbal argument escalated, where she allegedly picked up frosted cupcakes and threw them at Eddie Yaddo.
Gosh.
Oh, Eddie Yaddo.
His picture, he looks so sad. Like, he feels like, you can see that he's like...
did not report her to the police for cupcake battery.
Eddie Yaddo. Sorry. Well, we don't know. Yaddo investigators say retaliated by removing frosting off his arms and wiping it in her hair.
Oh, just playing around. All right.
Oh, he allegedly kicked her in the stomach as well.
Oh, no.
She's pregnant. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, no, that's no.
In an interview with the police, Doherty's mother described her daughter as the initial primary aggressor as she threw cupcakes, but Yaddo's reaction, cops concluded, exceeded a reasonable response in self-defense, prompting officers to arrest him for aggravated battery. Doherty, who told police that she was about 4 to 6 weeks pregnant, was released from jail after posting a $1,000 bond. Yaddo remains locked up in lieu of $10,000 bond on the felony battery charge. Now, while police took note of the blue frosting in Doherty's hair, the cupcakes themselves were not collected as evidence. Sorry.
Damn it.
No cupcake evidence there.
I feel really bad for saying what I said.
You should. Meanwhile, a curvy Instagram model unburdened by clothing was arrested after she struck and kicked several Florida cops who were summoned to a waterfront hotel where she was trespassing. According to investigators, Brissa Dominguez, who's 25, was causing a disturbance at the Edge Hotel in Clearwater around 4:20 a.m. on a Wednesday. When Dominguez ignored direction from the hotel's manager to leave the property, police were called. And when Officer Richard Edmonds arrived at the hotel, he found the defendant to be nude. She's got quite a body of evidence, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
After Edmonds handed Dominguez a towel to cover herself, she used the towel to strike me in the face by swinging it in a whipping motion. As Edmonds and other cops sought to arrest Dominguez for trespassing, she kicked three patrolmen and attempted to bite and spit on one officer. Edmonds himself was on the receiving end of a mule kick that the 5'4", 130-pound Dominguez reportedly executed as cops tried to effect an arrest during difficult circumstances. That's in quotes. She was charged with trespassing, resisting an officer with violence, and battery on law enforcement officer. The last two things, those are felonies. Freed from the county jail after posting $10,000 in bond, Dominguez, who was born in Mexico, lives in Davenport, California, which is over in Santa Cruz County. She uses the online handle Bay Baddie Bree. Her Instagram page is filled with photos of her modeling swimwear and lingerie, along with vacation shots from Puerto Vallarta, Lake Tahoe, Hawaii, and Bangkok, Oriental City. Dominguez's 74,000 followers appear to particularly enjoy her more revealing photos. Well, no kidding. Which prompt comments like, "Your butt looks so smooth and soft, and I love your boobs." At the time of Dominguez's arrest, Clearwater cops also collared a 25-year-old Florida man who was walking around naked in the hotel's lobby. It's unclear whether the arrest of the man, who also was uncooperative and intoxicated, was related to Dominguez's bust. So to speak. I wonder if she's related to our friend Christiana.
Nah, I was just wondering that myself.
We'll have to send her a note and ask.
I don't think all Dominguez's are related, though.
No, but some of them are.
Some of them are.
That's all I'm saying. They're not all related, but that doesn't mean they're all not related. I think it's a fair question to ask. And finally, Florida Court. Is this finally? Do I only have three? Oh, no, I do have one more. Sorry. I'm opening that one, too. I'm going to call this one of Kareem's cousins.
Wow.
Headline, half-bearded man back behind bars following Miami Beach drug bust. This is an African-American gentleman. He's got a very full white beard on the left side of his face. The right side of his face is clean-shaven. He's mostly bald, but he's got relatively long hair on the right side of his head. The left side of his head is shaven, so it's in, his beard offsets the hair on the head. But by any measure, Kevin Gibson is a public nuisance, a convicted felon with dozens of arrests and multiple state prison terms. But look at that half beard, guys. Gibson has previously been featured on thesmokinggun.com. He was arrested in Miami on felony narcotics charges. He's a 59-year-old drug dealer with a rap sheet that includes convictions for most crimes codified in Florida's criminal statutes, such as burglary, grand theft, robbery, kidnapping, cocaine sales, disorderly intoxication, battery, trespassing, strong-arm robbery, theft, loitering, marijuana sales. Upon his inevitable return to the state system, his half-beard will surrender to institutional rules. Then they show his 2016 prison photo where it's evenly cut. So
yeah, you should not still be selling drugs at 59.
You should be retired. If you're good at it, you should be retired.
Yeah, you should be retired. Yeah.
Well, that, you know what I think? He probably gets high on his own supply.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
That's how you do it. And finally, in Florida Corner, and here's a phrase that you don't hear often enough: killjoy cop. ruins Randy Florida couple's X-rated 3 a.m. public tryst. Oh, there they are. Look at them. That's a sexy lady and gentleman. Meet Tabitha Lehman and Craig Suzes. The Florida couple was having sex in public around 3 a.m. when a patrolman interrupted them in their tryst, which was taking place outside a closed business in Largo. They're 45 and 46, respectively, but look much older. They were not pleased to be interrupted.
No, I mean, like, when Nate says that they look older, like, he is, like, they look 60, like, in their 60s, like, late 50s, 60s. Like,
yeah.
It is no joke when he says that they are, like, this guy is 6 years older than me. You know, I mean, like, that is
he's younger than me.
That is crazy.
He's the same age. Yeah. No. Like,
look at the sadness in those eyes, and look at the dementia on her. Like, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Well, his sad eyes is because he got interrupted, and he's got blue balls. officer spotted both defendants naked from the waist down and performing sexual activities on each other. The man repeatedly explained that he was, and I quote, just trying to get a piece of ass. For her part, the woman said she was, and I quote, getting her pussy eaten out. That's according to the criminal complaint, by the way. This is going to be shocking, but alcohol may have played a role in the PDA, which resulted in the arrest of both of them for exposure of sexual organs. That's a misdemeanor in Florida. The pair was released from jail after spending about 9 hours in custody. So, I'm just saying, Florida. Super, super, super size Florida corner.
Wow.
Not sure. It looks like the recording has stopped, but I don't think it has, so I'm not touching it. I'm just going to keep going.
All right.
It's weird. Anyway, we're going to turn that off for a second here. All right. So let's see, where are we in the show? We're pretty much at the end here. So we got some small town news for you, but before we get into that, I have some bonus small town news, and that is our old friend, the late Gordy Little, is being honored. They're naming a bridge after him. A bridge over the Saranac River is going to be renamed the Gordy Little Memorial Bridge.
Oh.
The towns of Plattsburgh and Schuyler Falls, New York, worked with an assemblyman and senator to make it a reality. They're going to organize a ceremony, so that's coming soon. But the guy who gave so much to this show without realizing it.
Yes.
And who clearly loved living next to the river until he was unfortunately taken by it, and now has a bridge named after him going over that same river. So that's our little bonus small town news. And now for this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
And guess what?
What?
People are complaining again to Speak Out. So many people speaking out, I've had to split it into two different shows.
Wow.
First of all, public officials should not parade around shirtless in front of young girls at sporting events or on Facebook. This is totally inappropriate and unacceptable. Represent our area decently.
What about the young girl that are on Facebook with no shirts?
It doesn't enter into it. Hey, city councilors don't have the backbone to run Plattsburgh. Need to find $900,000 in this year's budget after a 6.6% tax increase? Longevity bonus should have been deleted during budget preparation. You have a spending problem. Clearly, there's no need for a grant administrator when you already have an economic developer and a party planner on staff. Layoffs are required now to make the 2018 budget acceptable by returning the 6.6% increase to the people.
Power to the people.
Hey, I found $1 million savings for the city. 10 employees make over $100,000. Replace those employees. Next, you have 9 employees listed as making over $90,000 a year. Next group, 20 employees making over $80,000 a year. 17 people make over $70,000 a year. We still need people to do the work, not just at these wages. I do not think anyone is worth more than the CEO of the city. It's time to hand out reasonable salaries. We, the taxpayers, are not here to make millionaires.
Yeah, and making $100,000 a year is, it might make you a millionaire if you save.
Yeah, if you save your gross pay for 10 years, it will make you a millionaire.
Just don't buy a house, don't have any kids, don't have a wife or a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or a boyfriend.
Don't have a dog that needs to go to the cardiologist.
But I mean, you know, I mean, if you don't pay people what they're worth at some level, you're not going to get people that are worth the work.
It's true.
And as much as I think that there's excess spending in government, like, I think that look at the CEOs of some of the major corporations first before you start attacking the the people that are in high level ranking, important decision making. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like this cares. Like when I.
Hey, if a parent claims to be a vegetarian and forces her children to, since birth, to eat as vegetarian, and yet when it suits her, she eats prime rib and other meats because she feels like it, but does not give her very young children that choice, is that abuse and should be reported?
No.
No.
Okay, clear that up. And finally, our school's fifth grade graduation was awesome. However, I was surprised and disgusted with the behavior of the teachers when the president's letter was announced. The snickering and sneering was unprofessional and disturbing to me and others around me. I'm not a Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. This behavior is toxic and is a bad display of professionalism, not a good example for our children.
Okay.
Enough of your snickering. Very angry about it.
I don't have any feelings on any of the subjects, but I'm so upset about this.
Right.
Enough of your snickerdoodles.
Making me very angry. Very angry indeed.
But I don't care about any of the issues, all right?
I'm just angry.
I'm just angry.
Angry indeed. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. I hope it's all recording. I think it is.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
I have faith.
Yeah.
Well, in Apple.
We'll see. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.